Jimmy, what did you want to talk about?
Yeah, so we were kind of going over things about as is and how it relates to our buyers and our sellers. I work primarily on the listing side of our business, and it's a topic that comes up whenever we're getting everybody ready to go onto the market. And most sellers are eager. They want to talk about, hey, we're selling this as is. We just want everybody to know we're not fixing anything. We're not doing anything. We're not spending any money. And so we have to caution them. You know, we want to make sure that we're looking out for their best interest. And I always tell people, there's good news and bad news when it comes to the as is portion. But I always tell people, if you go to a car lot and you got the two same cars right next to each other, and one says as is real bold on the windshield and the other one doesn't, which one are you going to look at and which one are you probably going to buy? So there's a little bit of a stigma that will come with your house if we're marketing it nice and bold that it's as is, that I don't think you really need to do. The good news is that most contracts, most offers that are coming over to us, the secret is out, the scam is out there, where most buyers, their buyer agents are advising them to write the offer as is. The reason they're doing that is that they know, and I can just tell you from experience, most of the offers that we see come over, they're written as is, but when it comes down to it, they aren't as is. They cannot help themselves because of the 5-day attorney review and home inspection period. They're still going to have the opportunity to have a professional inspection. They're supposed to take it or leave it. They're supposed to either walk away because they don't want it anymore because they wrote it as is, but they're always asking for repairs or credits. So,
Jeremy?
Wait a second.
Yeah.
So I'm a buyer.
Yep.
And I'm writing on my contract, like, hey, I'll buy this house for $400,000.
Yep.
Right? Let's just say. And I write as is.
Yep.
We do a home inspection. And then I say, well, your concrete is all sunken and your insulation needs to be redone and your panel's bad, so I want $5,000 off. I'm allowed to do that?
Technically, you're not supposed to do it, but because of the way the contracts are written, what happened during the COVID era where the market took off, right?
Yes.
Things were, you know, everybody was writing offers way over asking price.
Everybody's waiving home inspections.
Waiving home inspections. They were, waiving appraisal.
Coming up with cash.
And basically, so people started using it as a tool where, again, because a buyer agent will advise the buyer, hey, we can write it as is, wink, wink, just so that you know you're still going to have an inspection. Most of the time, we'll be able to get the sellers. I'm not saying that we do this or that we recommend it, but you'll see on the shady side of things, you'll have where they're still going to ask you to fix things.
Hmm.
Now, the seller does not have to. You can tell them to go jump in a lake. You can, we encourage, I'm always Mr. Nice Guy, but I always tell my sellers the minute somebody writes something as is or they waive something, then they're coming back after us, then I turn into the pit bull chained to a tree, and we're going to get after it for their sellers.
Well, I think one of the weird things, so we'll walk into a customer's house and they'll say, well, I'm planning on selling like a year or 2 years from now, so I want to bring it up to code. And I'm like, you don't have to bring it up to code. So there's this fear to our listeners out there that they believe that if they're going to put their house on the market, they have to bring everything up to code so it either shows better or they don't want it to show up on a home inspection report. Not God forbid, right?
Yep.
I'll go one better.
Yeah.
They call me to get pre-approved for a new home.
Sure.
They're like, I gotta paint. I gotta do this. I gotta redo the basement. I gotta redo. I'm like, whoa.
No.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute.
No, you do not.
I'm like, why don't we get Jimmy in there and Sarah's team in there to do an inspection to see what you have to do and not have to do, because you might not have to invest what you think you're going to have to invest and not get it back.
I don't get it. So we just tell our, of course, we're in the construction industry. Mm-hmm. We want business, but we don't want unethical business.
Yeah.
So we just tell our customers, hey, you don't have to do that. It's going to show up on a home inspection report. You have an option as the seller to either decide, we'll fix it, we'll give you a credit,
correct,
or pound sand.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, really, those are the options.
Yeah, absolutely. It the difference in what you really need to be looking for is you need a realtor that's going to advocate for you and is going to be able to negotiate through it. Most realtors, and this is sad, when the inspection letter comes over, a lot of realtors will step away and let the attorneys handle it. I'm not saying anything bad about the attorney, but that's not what we do.
They don't know building.
We're gonna be in tandem, making sure that we're negotiating behind the scenes. But the moral of the story is, you don't need to worry about doing all that. We're always harder on our own homes than we are somebody else's. So we always just encourage people to relax. We're gonna get through it. Let them have their inspection. We'll be able to get through it one way or the other. But not to stress about it in the upfront. We don't want to be advertising that there's potentially something wrong with the house.
What percentage of the calls that you're getting are from homeowners that as is, or their family members are calling you to sell it as is with question mark? What percent?
I would say it's probably 50-50. Everything is a little bit different. It depends. If it's an estate sale, normally those are being listed as is, and because the heirs, they don't want to have to deal or the money. Those are almost 90% of the time they are. I'd say probably 50-50 of the people that are doing that. It's normally the older crowd too, where they've just been through the ringer. They're done working on the house. They're just getting on their way to retirement, and they don't want to have to worry about that stuff. And we just put them at ease that you're not going to have to worry about it. We'll be able to get through it.
So I guess before we hit the break, before you put all of that time, effort, money, blood, sweat, and tears into doing any type of project before you list the house, give you guys a call.
Absolutely.
Have you do a once over.
Yep.
Make the recommendation. Hey, as is, it could sell for between this and that. And if you put X number of dollars into it, if you fix this, that, and the other thing, you might get this much more, right?
Is 100%. That a,
okay.
Absolutely.
And we got to hit a break here.
Hey, let me get my phone number.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's your phone number?
224-239-3966 or WGNSarah.com.
Okay, let's do it one more time because I allegedly skipped you the first time.
You did.
What's the phone
number? Verified. 224-239-3966, WGNSarah.com. Stop cheating us, would you?
I'm sorry. Is your boss feeling better?
She's listening.
I know she's listening. She's always listening.
Yep.
I got her on speed dial, or she's got me on speed dial, calling me every break. Yeah, we missed the phone number.